Well, there was a man that when he saw us on television the first night, he knew we were there, so he called the television station and said, I want to bring my wife down for him to pray for if I can get a personal meeting with him. And the girl told him, said, sure, he's here during the daytime. You can talk to him. There's no problem. He'll pray for your wife. And so the next day at the healing, or at the teaching at 11 to 12:30, he and his wife were there, and he told me, he come up after the teaching was over. I said, I normally didn't pray for people at the teaching and the noon teaching. I told him I'd pray for him at night. But anyway, he came up and said, I drove 8 hours to get here, 600 kilometers away, you know, from Denmark. And he said, I want you to pray for my wife. He said, after I heard you say you're fixing to go to lunch, but he says, after lunch, can you pray for my wife? I said, well, what's wrong with your wife? He said, she has an excruciating pain in her chest. And I said, well, if she's got an excruciating pain in her chest, I said, just go ahead and go back and get her and bring her down here, and I'll pray for her right now. Because I don't want her to suffer any longer than she has to. I said, you know, I don't want to go to lunch knowing your wife's in pain. So I said, let's just pray. God can't do anything until we pray in faith. So he went back and got his wife, a lovely little woman, and brought her up there, and she's there, and she speaks pretty good English, and he did too. And I said, can you tell me a little bit about your life? You know, have you been married before? Yes, I was married before. I said, what was your married life like? She said, it was awful. I said, what was your husband like? He was a psychopath. You know, she said, he was awful. And I said, well, okay, so with all of that, I know that if you lived with him for several years, you picked up his demons. So I said, that's what's wrong with you. You've got these demons in your chest that's causing all your problems. So I said, have you and your husband, this husband, both of you now, have you repented of all your sins? She said, yes, we've been watching you on Vision Norge, and said, we've never heard this teaching about sin causing these problems. But she said, what you say is written in our Bible. So she said, yes, we have both repented of all of our sins. I said, okay, then no problem. I said, I will pull these fiery darts of the devil out of you. Now, did the Lord tell us in his word in Ephesians 6 that the shield of faith will protect you from all the fiery darts of the devil? But what if you don't have that shield of faith up there? Then they get in you. And so that's what had happened to her. She didn't know how to walk in faith, so she didn't have the shield of faith up. So the fiery darts of the devil had entered her, and she was in excruciating pain in her chest. So since she was a woman, you know, I wouldn't dare reach up and put my hand on her breast to pull out a fiery dart. So I reached around her back. I said, now I'm going to pull these fiery darts out from the back. And so I put my hand on her back, and I reached up and grabbed it. And I said, now, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to pull you devils out of here. In the name of Jesus, I command you to come out. And I just, like I ripped that thing out. And when I did, she screamed like I really pulled a real arrow out of her. This woman screamed. And whenever she did, then all of a sudden, these speaking out of her mouth began to say, nine, we're not coming out. Who do you think that was? The devil. Of course it was. I said, you devil of hell. I said, I ain't going to fight with you for hours like I did that woman in Silver City. I said, I've got a revelation from God. And he said, when I believe it's over, it's over. I said, you devils of hell, I ain't going to put up with you. I have power and authority over you. In the name of Jesus, you're coming out. And she started roaring and growling and screaming and started going down on the floor. And so she just goes right down on the floor. So me and Cheryl just go right down on the floor with her. You know, we're right down there with her. And she's kicking and screaming and everything. And Cheryl's trying to hold her down, and I'm holding her down, and I'm screaming at these devils, come out. You come. 9, 9. I said, oh, yes, you are. There ain't no questions about it. It's written in Luke 10, 19, and 20. You're coming out of her in the name of Jesus. And so all of a sudden, I said, that's it, woman. I ain't putting up with this no longer. You're delivered. I jumped up and said, woman, get up. You're delivered. She opened her eyes and says, wow, I don't have any pain. It's gone. So I take her hand, get up. She's a total, perfectly beautiful, normal woman. So we talk a little while. We go to dinner. And then if we get back from dinner, her husband says, could we talk to you some this afternoon after lunch? I said, sure. So they come and sat down and talk to me a couple of hours. They asked me all kinds of questions. I just sat and ministered to them for a couple of hours. And when they got ready to leave, I said, how do you feel? She said, wonderful, perfect. I haven't felt this good in years. I said, okay, great. So the next day, they were to teaching. And the next night, in fact, that night, one of the men that was in charge of the ministry over there, when we went to TV that night and we were talking to 100, 125,000 people, he wants this woman to come up and give her testimony. And she said, I don't feel comfortable about giving it. And she had come to me and said, do I have to do this? I said, ma'am, you don't have to do nothing. You know, I said, if you don't feel comfortable about this, don't do it. Just tell them no, you don't want to do it. Okay, so she said, if you say it's okay, I won't do it. So she didn't. Well, the next day they were at the 11 o'clock teaching, and the next evening they were at the service at the TV station again where we're teaching all these people. And when they walk in, her husband said, sir, I got to tell you something. I said, what's this? He said, we have a side effect from the deliverance. I thought, now what does that mean? I've heard of side effects with medicine. You take medicine for heart trouble, blood pressure, and it kills your liver in about 2 years. But I don't understand side effects. That's the first time I've ever heard anybody say, we have had a side effect from the deliverance. So I said, what are you talking about? He said, I don't guess you knew it, but my wife was wearing 2 hearing aids when you delivered her. And he said, she woke up today, and she didn't need those things at all. She can hear perfect. What a side effect, huh, Eric? I said, praise God, that's the kind of side effects I like, don't you, Bill? So this woman, she could hear perfect, and so, I mean, she could talk to you, she didn't need any hearing aids, she could hear perfect. I just thought, see, the demons, when they came out, they were messing up her ears, you know, and whenever they left, you know, I mean, Jesus cast demons out of people and they could hear, you know, so what's the big deal, you know? He told us we could do the same thing, we just don't believe we can do this. But every time I see the Lord do something like this, it just increases my faith to a new level. I just love to see Jesus show up and do the wonderful things he does when we pray or take authority over demons. And so now then, I mean, she's so happy and he's so happy. They're both just bubbly, you know, because she can hear good and she don't have no pain. And it's well worth the 8-hour drive for them to get delivered and healed and her hearing to come back. So I went and told Jan, he's the owner of the television station. He had been out of the country back in the States, and he had just got in early that morning, and he's at the TV station that night, and I told him when I saw him, he said, how's things going? You see any miracles? I said, well, there's one right there. He said, what do you mean? I said, this little lady got her hearing back. She got delivered from demons yesterday. I said, she's totally healed. He said, wow. He goes over and starts talking to them, and they're telling him the story. He said, wow, you've got to tell the whole people, all the people on TV tonight, what God's done for you. And they looked at me, and I said, it's up to you. And she said, wow, with everything God's done for me, it would be awful if I didn't tell everybody, wouldn't it? And I said, I think it would be. And so she said, okay. And so she said, I want my husband to be up there with me. I said, whatever y'all want to do. So Jan, the owner of the TV network, he got them up there, and they told their story about how God had delivered them. And so they give that testimony. Well, what we were praying for people that night, there was an older man came up with a cane, and he said, I'm 80 years old. And he said, last year when you were here, I had emphysema. And he said, I coughed so bad that I had to sleep in another room. My wife couldn't even go to sleep. If she was in a room with me, I coughed and hacked so bad with this emphysema that he said, and when we heard you were here, my wife says, let's go down there and let that man pray for you. So he said, we repented of all of our sins. We come down, and he said, you prayed for me that night. And he said, Brother Thurman, from the night, the second you prayed for me till right now, I have never coughed another cough. He said, I was healed of eczema right there. What kind of Jesus do we serve? Well, the same day we prayed for the woman over there, we cast the demons out of her. When we got through casting the demons out of her at that noon teaching, I looked up, and there was about an 80-year-old woman sitting there in a chair with both hands up like this with her eyes this big around. She was sitting right there watching me and Cheryl kick them devils out of that other woman on the floor screaming. She ain't never experienced nothing like this in her life. And she is petrified at what she's seen. Well, after we do everything we do in the name of Jesus and get this girl delivered, I turned, and this older man walked up. He said, sir, this woman right here is my wife, and she's not walked a step in 4 years. He said, I told my wife, if you'll go with me down there and you'll let that man pray for you, I guarantee you Jesus will heal you, woman. And I thought, boy, does he have great faith in me and Jesus. What kind of faith do we need in Jesus? Great faith. He said, I know if you'll pray for her, she'll be delivered. Now, this is the woman that's sitting there like this. So I said, how long has it been since you walked? She said, 4 years. So So I reached up and I laid my hands on her and I said, have you and your husband both repented of all sin? Yes. I said, okay. I reached up and laid my hands on her. I said, Jesus redeemed you from the curse. I break the curse over you. I command the demons of hell that went with the curse to leave you. I said, now, woman, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, has forgiven you. He has restored you. I said, now stand up and walk. This woman was sitting down like this, and she just stood up and walked off just like this. Hadn't walked a step in 4 years. Just stood up and walked off. Yeah, she was 80 years old. Yeah, yeah, 80 years old. I'm telling you, folks, we serve an awesome Jesus. I mean, of course, every time when I see something like that, I think, okay, God, I repent for saying I won't never go. I repent. I told Cheryl, though, I said, you know, I don't know what's going to happen, but I said, I've been over there 4 times now. But I told her, I said, you know, I've been here 4 times. We've spoken to about 125,000 people every night for many, many nights. And I have stirred up some real problems over there. I mean, really stirred up some problems. Jan, of course, the owner of the TV station, every time that I show up over there, he gets calls from different pastors that this guy's a heretic. He's the worst teacher we ever heard. You should not have him on the air. You know, you should never let him be on television. And Jan, he called those guys back and said, now look, I've known you for 10 years. I've been in your church. I've never seen anybody get healed when you come and spoke on my TV. I ain't never seen nobody get saved. I ain't never seen nobody get delivered from demons. He said, every time this man comes, people get saved, healed, and delivered. He said, so if what he's teaching is heresy, send me some more of it. He said, as long as he's getting people saved, healed, and delivered, he said, that's what I want. He said, he just told him on television, he said, I want y'all to know I'm looking for the fruit. He said, if you're not getting people saved, there's something wrong. If you ain't getting people delivered, there's something wrong. If you ain't getting people healed, there's something wrong. You're not serving the same Jesus I'm serving. And he said, this man, when he comes over here, we always get a stack of salvations. We get a stack of prayer requests that thick every night. And we pray over them, and all kinds of people get healed and delivered.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled Side Effects from Deliverance, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.